History Con stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Of course, today is November the 11th. Today is Veterans Day. And ceremonies around our area in Cornwall. They'll be promoting the story of Ethan Allen and his four brothers who spent their youth in Cornwall. There's no Veterans Day ceremony in Falls Village this year. The Veterans Day service in Kent will be held at 11 a.m. at the Kent Veterans Memorial on Maple Street by the American Legion Hall, Jennings Post 153. In North Canaan, there'll be a socially distant honor guard with rifle salute. VFW Commander Kirk Harrington will say a few words at the North Canaan World War I Doughboy in the center of town. From 5 to 7 that evening, there will be a free spaghetti dinner for area veterans at the VFW, 860-824-8158. Call there to find out if there's still room for you. In Salisbury, veterans will be gathering outside Town Hall at 11 o'clock. This year, there'll be no ceremony at the Salisbury Central School, although attendance is not encouraged because of COVID-19. Anybody who does attend is asked to wear a mask and practice social distancing. In Sharon, the American Legion Post will conduct their annual flag-burning ceremony at 11 a.m. They will be properly retiring a number of used flags during the ceremony, which will be held at the Veterans Memorial across from the clock tower. All are welcome to attend, bring any used flags that they wish to retire, and also have masks and be prepared to be socially distant. In the Harlem Valley, Amenia, the VFW Post 5444 hosting a Veterans Day ceremony. That'll be today at 11 o'clock at Fountain Square. In Millerton, the Millerton American Legion Post will conduct Veterans Day observations at the Veterans Park at the intersection of Main and Duchess Avenue at 11 a.m. to pay tribute to local veterans. The Pine Plains American Legion Post 426 and Pine Plains VFW Post 5519 celebrated on Saturday at the American Legion Hall. Those are the list of activities that we have in our area for Veterans Day. U.S. Representative Yohanna Hayes is in the running to be President-elect Joe Biden's new education secretary. Hayes, who represents the 5th Congressional District, has been mentioned as a possible candidate in national newspapers and education blogs. There's even a Facebook page dedicated to advocating for Hayes for that role. When Biden will name an education secretary is not known. An email to the Presidential Transition Office by the Republican American was not returned on Tuesday. However, Hayes, who was named Teacher of the Year in 2016, did not rule out such a role in Biden's administration yesterday. A second wave has hit Connecticut now of COVID-19 after a 5.5-month high of 548 patients as a second wave of the virus intensified in the state. State health officials yesterday reported that hospitals across the state saw a net increase of 52 patients since Sunday. This followed an increase of 94 patients over the weekend. There were 197 patients hospitalized with confirmed cases in New Haven County on Monday, 155 in Fairfield County, 143 patients in Hartford County. Three counties accounted for 90% of the hospitalizations. Dutchess has seen 100 COVID cases in a two-day span. That Marist outbreak is now up to 68. The county's infection rate for Sunday, a day in which there were 49 positive tests, was 3.2%. Its seven-day average infection rate was up 1.9%. Canyon Ranch has notified guests of positive COVID-19 cases. Canyon Ranch says it's contacting people who stayed at the resort last week because an employee tested positive for COVID-19. Mindy Morin, the resort's managing director, said on the Berkshire Eagle that, as a precaution, it's notifying last week's guests to be on the watch for possible symptoms. She said in an email to the Eagle that the resort is working with the Tri-Town Health Department, providing contact tracing services. Today, you have to register in advance by the end of the day for a takeout Thanksgiving dinner, which is free to the public. The pickup is November 25th from 4 until 7 p.m. It's being put on by the Second Baptist Church of Dover. More information at 845-677-9458. In Salisbury, the Town Hall and Transfer Station will be closed today. That is the Salisbury-Sharon Transfer Station. Northeast Planning Board has a meeting. That meeting is scheduled for 7:30. Also, today, the Pine Plains Planning Board has a meeting via Zoom at 7:30. Coming up on Thursday, the Cornwall Conservation Commission has a Zoom meeting at 10:30 in the morning. Also on Thursday, the Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission meets at 5:30. The town of Northeast has given notice that the town board will meet and review a budget, hold a public hearing, the Northeast Millerton Library Annex, 28th Century Boulevard in Millerton, New York, at 7:30 on November the 12th. At that hearing, any person can be heard in favor or against the budget or for any item or items therein contained. Medicare open enrollment session is happening on November 13th at Sharon Town Hall with Social Services Director Miriam Jones. It runs from 9 until 3 p.m. Those who want to attend should contact her office at 860-364-1003. The Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting coming up on Friday the 13th, 11 o'clock. It's on Zoom. That Zoom meeting link is available on the web at the Region 1 website. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You can also find them on Facebook. And Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 29,420.92, the NASDAQ at 11,553.86, and the S&P 500 at 3,545.53. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.